This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with the clubs in Miami, clear the look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always say stupid and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time that you spent with me. And yes, we will be... there'll be changes coming with the show here shortly. We're trying to get our graphics changed, a few other things. Just have a lot of fun and bringing some more themes back to certain segments, certain times, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. After the first break, we're going to have our weekend kickoff with Sandra Gibb. I'm sure he's got a lot going on, a lot he wants to talk about. And I've got, look at, We got to call this Friday Night Follies to a degree because there's so much crazy stuff going on. Seriously. I mean, things that you and I think that just kind of makes sense, shouldn't be a big deal, right? We find out that the loons that are running the asylum, they don't feel that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can also go over to Facebook, who's been having its own set of issues lately. But if you want to watch the show live, you want to partake and stay in the chat room, you could do the realside.com/watch. Watch. And then we'll talk about my book and stuff in a minute. I want to hear the story. So Idaho school ends the boys versus girls Spirit Week competitions to accommodate trans students. I mean, we're back again to where everything has to be tweaked around for a very, very small minority of people. I'm not even suggesting just trans, just gays, just lesbians. There are schools, you know, you don't have to do anything special for my Italian heritage when there's only five of us, you know, in a 200 person school, student school, right? Why do we keep doing this? You need to learn how to deal with, I don't care whether you're trans, fat, small, wide, girl, boy, whatever. There are people that aren't going to like you. There are people that aren't going to accept you. And you forcing it down their throat isn't going to change anything. I actually talked to a young Democrat the other night who actually believes that there should be mandated values. How does that work? And he's going to grow up to be a full-sized Democrat. Anyway, Twin Falls, Idaho, the high school, is a battle zone for transgender rights that's too hostile for some LGBTQ students who allege that they were hassled during the school's Blue versus Pink Sports Week. Now, the Students' Council changed its annual Boy versus Girl Spirit Week event to Blue versus Pink Day to accommodate transgender students. But some transgender students and their friends decided to wear purple to school on Friday to protest the... See, even when you make changes for them. Now, the funny thing about it is that I thought if you... And again, we'll ask Xander when he comes out. I thought that when you were transgender female, that meant you wanted to be a female. You want to be referred to as a girl. You want to act like a girl. You want to be a girl. I mean, everything that has to do with girlness. So why do you have a problem with this? You're confusing us because you won't take a stand on anything other than we're wrong. This is like all those Trump protesters. He's bad. How? He's bad because he's Trump. Yeah, but what's he done bad? Because he's bad because he's Trump. He's taking health care away. Well, no, he's not. He's actually going to make it cleaner and better. Well, yeah, but he's taking the Affordable Care Act away. Yeah, but it was never affordable. I mean, we could have a field day with this. I'll get one of them on the show. But anyhow, the transgender students put up the posters announcing the purple protest, but within a few hours, most of them had been scribbled on or taken down. Now, that made me feel kind of bad about it, but there was an emotion until the next day. That's what one student said. It made you feel bad that they pulled down your posters. If you do what my dad used to say to do, you'll never be offended. Right? You consider the source. You know, idiots do stupid things. You kind of have to feel bad for stupid people because they don't know any better. Jim Blair, a gay rights activist whose straight daughter attends the high school, said the LGBTQ students who came to school in purple on Friday were targeted relentlessly. It was pretty hostile in the hallways all day. Apparently, Blair said, adding that students endured comments like, "Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina," from their peers. Okay. Don't they? I'm confused. I mean, so somebody, see, this is what confuses me. I know, my wife's going to go crazy now. So those of you who want to switch or change or transgender, you decided you're a female trapped in a male's body. Okay, that's what you're saying, right? If I miss something, let me know, because I'm not trying to be mean. So you're a male trapped in a female body, or a female trapped in a male's body. Okay, so you have the operation, and you have the penis removed, and now you have a vagina, and now you want to do everything a female can do, should do. You look and have all the parts now of a female. Why is that a bad thing? I mean, from their point of view. I mean, you're sitting here saying, now I'm a girl, or whatever, whatever, whatever. You're making me nuts. So if you don't know what you want, how in God's creation am I supposed to know what you want? How are we supposed to make accommodations when you don't even know what accommodations to make? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn to the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear them. Look, they were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another special extended. Right here on the Real Side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that, too. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I got so many things I want to talk about. Head over to the website And buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You're going to find out you don't need to hate them at all. You really don't. Again, it ain't that hard. Let's see. Also, you can buy our shirts. You know, I'm thrown off because some of the things popping up on me here. But so here's the deal. We got shirts up there, T-shirts I just had done recently. Hashtag, what is it? Stand. I supposed to have one behind me, but there ain't. Hashtag stand. All the things, you know, you should be standing for your liberties. You should be standing for your freedoms. You should be standing for your rights. Don't go smashing windows at Starbucks or anywhere else. Don't set trash cans on fire. Don't show up at these events with masks over your face. If you got the guts to go there and protest, protest. Make a distinction between you and the rioters. The rioters, you know, they wear masks. They don't want anybody to know who they are because they're cowards. You know, and if some of my people on the left, they're having a heartburn when we're saying stuff. Well, why would you call them a coward? Because they're cowards. It really is that simple. Look, if you stand behind them, if you believe, you know, in the early days of the Internet, they had handles, right? You didn't use your real name. And so when I got on the air and I started doing the radio almost 10 years ago, I decided from day one when I was online or doing stuff even before that, I had my name on everything. It was Joe Messina, period. So there wasn't that wonder who that was. They knew who was writing it and why. So go pound sand. Really, if you've got the guts to put it out there, if you really believe what you say you believe, then you should be willing to stand behind it with your name. So, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. So I got into a back and forth, like I shouldn't do, with a young man on Facebook. And the young man was under the impression that prayer shouldn't be talked about, mentioned, or happened at any kind of public venue. Was that? Yeah. Yeah, no, that was unacceptable. And matter of fact, if you can find a link when you're doing your thing, the Freedom from Religion Freaks recently challenged some benches that were put up with lines from our founding fathers that mentioned God. Okay. And was that?
Okay.
All right. So we'll see if you can find that one. Now, back in 2014, there was a challenge made to this, finally. And the challenge was that there were town and city councils and water boards and school boards, all these things that these meetings, when they open up, you open up with the Pledge of Allegiance and then with a prayer of some kind. Now, recently in these town halls, one of the reasons I wouldn't do town halls anymore if I was a senator or a congressman or something is they don't really want to have a town hall. They really don't want to have open dialogue. They just want to yell. And the proof is, recently in a town hall meeting in New York, you heard everybody that was there, well, not everybody, the majority of people that were there, and I'll tell you how I know that they were liberals, because I know somebody already asked me this once before, well, how do you know you're liberals? It's really simple. Because when we got to the part of under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, a bunch of pink-hatted boneheads stood up and started screaming separation of church and state during that part. Now, they thought that was an exercise of their freedom of speech, and they were willing to tramp. See, here's the thing. If you're willing to tramp on my freedom of speech, I'm going to trample all over yours, and chances are I'm better at it than you. I'm going to get louder. So you're nothing but an ignorant piece of work if you're going to get up in an event where they're saying the national... You know, I'd love to see you pink-headed... I'd like to see you get up during a sports event at the arena. Let me see. Do it at Pittsburgh Stadium. Why don't you do that? At the next game they have, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance, or the Pledge of Allegiance. I want you to start screaming in the stands when they get to that part under God at Pittsburgh Stadium. I want you to stand up and start screaming with your pink hat. Separation of church and state. And I want somebody around you that has a smartphone to picture what takes place and send it to us. I would tell you to go to Tennessee or Georgia or one of those places and do it there, but I'm afraid your family would never see you again if you did something like that. Really, seriously. This is when you do that, to somebody who really loves this country. It's like saying something about their mother. When you're more into the process than you are the reason behind, there's something wrong with you. When you're offended that somebody says that they're willing to defend the flag, and you don't realize that it's just a piece of cloth and what they're defending is what it represents, there's something wrong with you. If patriotism to you only means what I believe, what I stand for, the freedom to be the biggest dork there is, then there's something wrong with you. Because yes, even though those men and women fight for your freedom, for what that flag represents, for that oppressive flag that some of you keep talking about, they never really expect you to light the flag on fire. To use the flag to wrap your butt or wipe your butt, whatever. That's not the idea. That's not what the idea of freedom of speech was supposed to be all about. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A new survey from the American Culture and Faith Institute revealed many born-again Christians do not feel a personal responsibility in sharing the gospel and their beliefs. As we come upon the Christmas season where non-believers are many more times receptive to hearing the good news, we as Christians must do as we are called to do. If you have a desire to share your faith but are afraid of the backlash from your workplace or your school setting, Pacific Justice Institute has created free resources on our website to teach you how to safely and effectively exercise your religious freedom. I'm Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Welcome back.
Yeah, this is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear me.
Oh, God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Come on. You should know this by now. You guys should know this better than I do. I know I've been doing it for a long time, but you know me. I don't pay much attention to anything, so it's really can't really count on me. Anyway, all you conservative, wonderful peoples should really take some time to pray for your country in the beginning of the year. Pray for those people that are making decisions for you. Don't you want them to be led properly? Don't you want them to make decisions that's going to make your government, your community, your state stronger and better? I would. Now, I know some people don't believe in prayer. I don't know what to do with you. You're on your own. I mean, really, you're on your own. But again, you want to get involved getting it. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you who know that we've been pushing, and man, tonight, they're having Facebook issues. I can see it right there. See that? Right there? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do what we can at the break. I probably should do a couple of things before I get into this, right? Like, say the name of the show. Would that help? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You get involved in the live chat room that's going on up there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. And get with like-minded people. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Because I know some of you say you don't want to call in, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't. It's okay, whatever makes you happy, I guess. But I do want you involved. I do want you to be part of the conversation. Because you catch stuff in the interviews that I don't normally get. And then if you go up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you just don't have to. You really don't. And the labels, you know, right-wing, Bible-thumping, right-wing, white guy, those are all labels given by the left. You know, the people that hate labels, remember them? But they're more than happy to give them out. So anyhow, today was the National Day of Prayer. That's the road I started on, and I don't know how I got where, but I never know how I get where I'm going. We just kind of end up there. So the national, now a lot of people think all of a sudden this came out of nowhere, and the National Day of Prayer is something that Reagan, I'm surprised at how many people really don't know history, and not just history like this, but history about the country as a whole. So how about National Day of Prayer? Somebody said, well, gee, how did that come about? Who made that happen? And it goes all the way back to 1775. The Continental Congress allocated a time for prayer and forming a new nation. Now, for days, they were having trouble getting anywhere. They couldn't move forward. They couldn't get anything done. And finally, I think it was Franklin, one of them gets up and says, hey, we forgot how we got here. We forgot the providence that was involved with getting us here to this point in putting this nation together. So they went on a 3-day fast and prayer. Wow. For a bunch of guys that didn't want anything to do with God, they were sure confused. Maybe that was the first, what do you call it when it takes a whole area over, right? One of the first mass Alzheimer's waves there ever was. Everybody in the room got dementia all at the same time. That's pretty cool how that worked. So they fought that battle so they wouldn't have to deal with religion. Yet the first thing they do when they go to get started and put the Constitution together is they reach out to God. What a bunch of boneheads. Over the years, there's been calls for a day of prayer, including from President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 on April 17th, 1952. President Harry Truman signed a bill proclaiming the National Day of Prayer into law in the United States. That praying for our leaders is a good thing. And even the local mayor that was there to speak for a few minutes said that knowing that people are praying for him, whether you believe in it or not, helps them. I mean, I don't want to belittle it like this because I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer is a direct connect between us and God. But when you know people are praying for you to succeed, you know people are on your side, they want you to do the right job, they want to be on your team, that helps a lot. It kind of stirs you up to fight more. So it's a good thing. Sorry about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate flashing red again. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You can head up to my website. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the shirts, right? Hashtag stand. Or just read some of the articles we put up. Let the writers know how you feel about what they're writing and whether they're on or whether you don't agree with them or you do agree with them. It doesn't much matter. You got to get engaged. You got to hear and see what other people are writing about and saying. So apparently, this ought to make you feel bad, all right? This is serious, and I don't want to be fun here. But apparently, millennials are suffering from hair loss. No, seriously. So apparently, millennials, their hair's thinning, it's falling out, it's all the stress. What I don't understand is, haven't young people always had stress? You know, at colleges and other places? 2018, John figured out that he was balding from a photo on Facebook. Growing up, John, now a 28-year-old San Francisco public relations professional, who asked that we withhold his real name, prided himself on his luscious locks. He said, I had always had a thick, full head of hair. I'm on the Middle Eastern Jewish ancestry, he says. That was closely associated with my identity. But as a freshman in college, he discovered that he was losing his hair when a friend posted a photo of him on Facebook. He said, I was kind of stunned. It was really brutal, he says, noting it was the thinning hair around the temples that gave it away. He said, I just assumed that balding was something that magically happens at 45. Look at the camera, John. No, doesn't. No. My family has got, they're either one of two things. You know, they're either, I call it bozo bald, right? They got the middle of the head's bald and got hair around the sides. Or they got what I got. They got a mop 24/7, 7 days a week. So for Mabel, it was a clogged shower drain that alerted her to the problem. Already stressed by the pressures of college, she was a pre-med major and had picked up a minor. And feeling homesick for her family in Hawaii, Mabel, then 19, says the hair loss was devastating. I thought, oh, my God, am I really losing my hair, she says. It was crushing. Now, hair is a very feminine thing. Really? I think some guys that have more hair products in their closets than are their medicine chests than women do, for God's sakes. Experts say they're seeing more people like John and Mabel, men and women as young as 18, who are freaking out about going bald. San Francisco dermatologist Andrea Hugh says balding millennials are coming to her more and more and more and more and more and more and more. They want natural supplements to more invasive procedures. I don't even know what this one is. PRP? Which involves injecting your own... this sounds disgusting. Injecting your own plasma into your scalp. And the New York City stylist Angelo David has seen a tremendous number of young and balding clients as well. New hair extensions. The story is no longer short to long, but thin to thick, he says. I mean, just change your diet. Stop being so stressed. Stop wearing baseball caps. I can't get my hair to thin out. People want full and voluminous hair. One of his most recent clients, in fact, was a... Anyway. Voluminous. I'm past it. They'll figure it out. In fact, it was a college student who was just shy of her 20th birthday who had severe hair loss. She was devastated, he says, spending roughly $4,000 on customized contour wigs. You know, I mean, they say stress causes hair loss. I don't know what they have to stress out about. Life is not over. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear more about the millennials after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute commends the City of Bakersfield, California staff for seeking advice about certain Christmas displays before erecting them. You see, PGI informed them that the courts allow government Christmas displays if religious and secular symbols are both included.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
He was a famous jumping man from our Chicago way. He had a booty style no one else could pay. He was a top man at his craft.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, I check the emails from time to time during the breaks. And this time I'm looking at the emails. I'm looking at the stuff coming across after, what are they calling it now? The ACH, ABCDEFG, the new bill from the Dem, from the Republicans, AHCA. They're actually a lot of them are calling it Trump Care now, you know, like a tit for tat, right? So I get a kick out of this because I look at this and the headlines are all Donald Trump or President Trump takes insurance away from 300,000, from 2 million, from this, from that, from the other thing. And I have to laugh. Seriously, I have to laugh. Because I sit there and I say to myself, He's not taking insurance away from anybody. And if we were so cold-hearted, you know what I would do? I'd let it crash. Let these people go. Get some Dems, you know, on the verge of dying because Obamacare won't pay for it anymore or can't pay for it. There's no insurance in that city or state. Let that happen a couple times. Now, they'll try to blame that on the Republicans because they could have just allocated more of Americans' tax dollars to make it work, which is not the way to make it work. You know, just let it fail. Let it fail. Let people get hurt and then go, okay, Dems, what are you willing to do now? This was your bill, your way. This is the way you want it. And have them have to explain it and take responsibility for it. Anyway, speaking of a sickness, millennials losing hair. Now, the doctors are saying one reason for the follicle freakout is the high stress. They say that these millennials are under high stress. They're more stressed out than any other generation. I have to ask a question. Why? What are they stressed out about? We had the same challenges in the 70s. They had the same challenges in the 80s, same challenges in the 50s, 60s, 90s. Maybe it's they can't handle it. So I don't want to hear that they have more stress. Because if they're more stressed out, that means that they just can't handle it. They don't know how to deal with stress. According to the research from the American Psychological Association, you know what? They need to change their name to the American Psychobabblist Association. Now, they say that stress can lead to hair loss. Research shows there's a condition called, oh, come on, telogen effluvium. We'll just say hair loss. That's the effect, okay? Which happens when significant stress pushes large numbers of hair follicles into a resting phase, and then the hair falls out. My God, I should be bald. I should be body bald, for God's sakes. What?
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Anyhow, then hair starts to fall out. One called the alopecia areata, in which your immune system attacks the hair follicles. Well, that's exciting. Now, that can be exacerbated by stress. There's also a disorder called trichotillomania. In which stressed out people feel an irresistible urge to pull out their hair. Yeah, that's a problem. Of course, hair loss is still a bigger problem for older people than younger ones. Dr. Ariel Levishin said, the author of The Vitamin Solution, notes that while she does not have the patients with hair loss in their 20s, there are far more in the older demographics, and it could be that the incidence of hair loss in young people isn't greater now than in the past, but merely that doctors and stylists are hearing about it more because millennials are more proactive about seeking help. No, I like my earlier one. They just can't handle stress. That's what I believe. So whatever the reason for the hair loss, Huey notes that genetics and extreme diets are other big reasons she's seeing for it. One thing is clear, she said, millennials aren't going to stand for it. After visiting a doctor and trying Propecia, which has a side effects that include, God, I love this, possible impotence. So it's great. You can look sexy, and then you can just look sexy. John simply shaved all his hair off after he went partially bald. Now I'm completely bald, he says, and I haven't worried about it since. You know, I don't know if it's me. I'd be curious what you guys think. But I think as the years have gone on, I've seen more and more and more and more bald guys because I think they're kind of embarrassed at their hair loss or the way they're losing hair at a young age, so they just shave it all off. And I don't know what that, you know, is that now the new sexy or is it just doesn't matter? Because it used to be kind of, if you were bald, you're kind of weird and off. There's something wrong with you to go that bald that early, right? So I'm just curious. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sure, guns never save anybody, right? Aren't you tired of hearing that? I was, you know, I was running for a while on the Facebook page for the Real Side. I was running these stories about how people who carry guns legally have saved lives, because one Maroney from the other side kept saying, "Hey, look, the nobody with a legal gun has ever saved a life or saved a situation from becoming worse." And I'm thinking, my God, what are you? Like, you stuck in the sand somewhere? Is your head in a dark place where it can't see anything? A student at the University of Texas at Austin stopped what could have been a very, very, very grave situation when he pulled out his concealed weapon and stopped a man from stabbing students, not a student, students, with a knife. Now, multiple people sustained potentially serious injuries, and one person died after a stabbing attack that seemed to target fraternity members. That's on the Texas school. Now, eyewitnesses reported that a student pulled out a concealed handgun on the suspect and made him back down, stopping what was heading towards a slaughter right there on campus. Now, the media, have you heard anything about this? Right? Yeah, you won't. Because the media hasn't covered it. They don't care to cover it. Because in California, you can't have a gun anywhere near a campus. They don't even want, matter of fact, some of the campuses don't even want the cops to have guns. You know, so what's going to happen? Cops are going to yell, "Please stop," or else they'll thump you to death. So again, please don't go far. You know, we run out of time that fast. It's just amazing to me how quick this stuff goes. Okay, so I put some of these shows together for you. Yes, I told you I was going to pop in and give you information. Some of them are scattered. I get it. I am sorry. Did the best job I could do trying to take the week off. Man, I'll never do that again. You know why? Because all the little stuff that could go wrong went wrong, and I end up having to run back in the studio anyhow. I end up having to come back in and make it sure that everything's okay. But listen, I appreciate the time some of you put up with the aggravation this week. I appreciate everything that's been, going down in the chat room, the chat rooms, the websites, what's been happening with Facebook, what's been happening with all of the social media. My God, this weekend is amateurs weekend, right? We all know that. Please don't do anything stupid. Please don't do anything crazy. I mean, you want to go out and have fun with your friends? Great. That's fine. Get a cab. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I have no stock in those things, so I don't really care whether they make it or not, but at least they'll keep you safe. I want to thank you. I mean, we won't be back until January 2nd. You got two more hours of some great shows that I think they're great anyway. Great segments. Pulled them out. You'll have some fun with them. Seriously. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Maybe we can get them riled up, right? And we've got an election year coming up. So as you're making your resolutions over the weekend and Monday and recuperating on Monday morning, give some thought to what are you going to do to help your candidate win? What are you going to do this year to help our people stay? I hate to say our people because they ain't doing what I want them to do. But what are you going to do about making sure that our people step up to the plate, do what they're supposed to do? Get engaged, get involved the way they should get engaged and get involved. Hold their feet to the fire. You see them out in the street, see them, go out of your way to see them. Don't be stupid about it. Don't be belligerent. This year should be a year of education, too, for your loved ones, your unloved ones, your almost loved ones. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's time to reflect. I know all of us have got jobs, we've got things we're trying to get done, things we're trying to do. That doesn't mean you can't engage and you can't get involved. Anyway, for the Messina families and the rest of you guys out there, all 16 of my listeners, thanks so much for being involved. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, especially this week in a time of trouble. But other than that, God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your family. Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website. You can check out the stations and the times. Again, be safe.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?